Kent police officer was reportedly killed in an auto accident on the way to work this morning. According to WOIO-TV, police identified the officer as David Walgamrot. The crash happened just before 7 in the 800 block of Cherry Avenue Southeast. No other details have been released. Sentencing was last week for a Youngstown man who pleaded guilty to multiple counts. 37-year-old Randolph Jeter was accused of breaking into a home on South Avenue last October 9th, assaulting a female resident and threatening to kill her. The victim had filed 3 police reports against Jeter in the previous 9 months. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Jeter was arrested after barricading himself inside his West Side home. He also had an active warrant from Youngstown Municipal Court for assault. A special prosecutor can be assigned to investigate several Mahoning County elected officials. A suit filed by former Assistant County Prosecutor Marty Desmond accuses prosecutor Gina DeGeneva, Commissioners Carol Remedio Rigetti and David Ditzler, and County Administrator Audrey Tillis of covering up the firing of county maintenance worker Rocky Morrison in 2022. An appeals court ruled a trial court erred in dismissing Desmond's petition to assign a special prosecutor. Morrison sued the county, alleging he was fired for supporting Rigetti's opponent in the election. Morrison was reinstated. Former Mahoning County Deputy Clerk of Courts Jennifer Chacon has challenged a ruling finding her in contempt for failing to pay a settlement. Judge Maureen Sweeney issued the order last week ordering Chacon to pay $4,000 by November 17th or a warrant would be issued for her arrest. Neither she nor her attorney appeared for a hearing Wednesday. Chacon had been ordered to pay plaintiff Carol Lynn Morgan a settlement of a lawsuit over a retainer paid to an attorney before his death. Chacon was fired as deputy clerk of courts last month. Motions were filed Thursday to stop the jail sentence and cancel the case. Valorec will hold a groundbreaking ceremony this afternoon for a $48 million addition to its Youngstown plant. The tubular products manufacturer says 40 full-time positions will be created by the expansion, which will establish a new premium threading line. Youngstown facility is the company's main production site in North America and makes seamless tubes entirely from recycled scrap metal. Construction began at the site in July and is expected to be complete by early 2027. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost is suing a Youngstown-area retailer in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Burke Decor is the subject of the suit. It operates stores in Boardman and Los Angeles, an outlet in Youngstown, and sells home furnishings through its website. Yost says an investigation was launched last year after consumer complaints about non-delivery, slow delivery, and issues with obtaining refunds. Burke Decor is the source of more than 250 complaints and losses exceeding $380,000. Judge Maureen Sweeney ordered the sides into formal mediation, which is designed to help the sides come to a settlement without a trial. It will be held February 26th. The former police chief of Manaway Village has sued to get his job back. Council voted 5-1 to fire Joe Urso last month. In 2022, council asked for an investigation of alleged relationship between Urso and patrolman Miranda Brothers and their professional conduct. Village's policy does not prohibit romantic relationships between employees. It does prohibit supervising a romantic partner. Urso filed a complaint October 30th in Portage County Common Pleas Court asking the decision to fire him be reversed. The suit says the hearing was not conducted with procedural fairness and due process. Crime Stoppers of Eastern Ohio offering a reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to an arrest and conviction in a Warren double murder. 2 people were found shot to death inside a car in the city's southwest side last Saturday. Victims were identified as Richard Bunch Jr. and Wendy Miller, who were found in a parked car on Jackson Street Northwest. A day later, police say Miller's car was found on fire in a suspected arson. Detectives still working to determine if the cases are connected and are asking anyone with information to come forward. Governor announced immediate in-person help for youth experiencing a behavioral health crisis is now operating in all 88 counties. The Mobile Response and Stabilization Services Program is available free for those age 20 and under experiencing mental, emotional, or behavioral distress. Parents, educators, medical professionals, law enforcement, peers, and other young people in crisis can call the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Within an hour, a team of trained professionals, including a licensed clinician, will respond whenever the youth is located. Between July 2024 and June of this year, there were over 10,000 calls to MRSS. Of those, suicide was the primary reason for referral, with family conflict or stress second. Of the youth who received the services, 99.7% had no new admissions to a residential treatment center. 99.1% had no new admissions to a crisis stabilization unit. 99% had no new admissions to a jail or detention center. And 98.2% had no caregiver or school calls to police to address behaviors.